Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Monday at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and our phone lines are open for you right now, as is our invitation to call with your Bible question or any particular issue you're struggling with. We'd love to discuss it with you right now. And if you'd like to come in and be a part of today's broadcast, you can do that right now at 844-322-2742. Again, for the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, there's so much out there in the world that we're bombarded by, a lot of negativity, a lot of bad news.
Yeah.
And it's easy for these minds of ours to get sucked into that. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon we're feeling all down in the dumps, and we're feeling bad about ourselves, bad about our situations. And life just doesn't seem very good. And there's a solution to that, and that is genuine contentment in the Lord Jesus, rejoicing in the Lord Jesus. And here's how we do that. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 8, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So here's a solution for us. Here is a direction that we as believers can take. And in as far as our thinking is concerned, you know, Paul tells us to not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Well, here's how that renewing takes place when we think of those things that are true. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot that is packed into that one little phrase, whatever is true. Well, what is true? God loves you. That's true. And that never changes. What else is true? Your sins have been forgiven in Christ Jesus. That's true. And nothing can change that. What else is true? Well, you have been made righteous in the sight of God. That's truth. That's truth that will set you free. What else is true? Well, you've been made holy by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ once and for all. What else is true? Christ has come to live inside of you. These are all the things that are true of you, and they will never change. These are the things that are true of the Lord Jesus. He is faithful. He's delivered on his promises to you in the past. He remains faithful. He's going to deliver on his promises to you in the future. So just in this three-word phrase, whatever is true, there is packed just a mountain of stuff.
I'll say.
So if you just let your mind dwell on the things that are true, boy, it's going to change so much as far as your day-to-day experience is concerned. But Paul doesn't stop there. He says whatever is honorable. And there's a lot packed in that phrase as well. There's a lot honorable as far as the love of God is concerned and the sacrificial love that he has poured out on you, and that sacrificial love that is now within your heart. Whatever is just, God is the author of justice.
Right.
He is both just and the justifier. So we have been made righteous, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, and that's because of his justice. He took our sins, placed them upon Jesus, and that shows his that God is just. Mm-hmm. He didn't just blink at sin. He didn't sweep it under a carpet. No, he dealt with it once and for all to its full extent.
Yeah.
Jesus died in our place. So justice was served, and that enabled him to be both just and the justifier to declare us righteous. And how is his justice being played out in the world today? I mean, there is social justice. There's a worldly justice that the world is operating by. And then there's a biblical justice. There's godly justice. And we are a part of that godly justice,
right,
where we can really lift up people by the power of God's love, by the power of the gospel itself. Whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So where is your mind today? What is your mind dwelling upon? Are you dwelling on all the negative things that are out there in the world? Are you dwelling on just the circumstance that you're in and the fact that it seems hopeless, that you don't yet see a way out? You feel like you're just being pressured and pressed down on every side. Is that what you're thinking about? Or have you turned your mind to these things? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there's any excellent, let your mind dwell there. And I guarantee you, it will lift you above the circumstances that you're in. It will lift you above all of the negativity that is out there in the world. And it will enable you to tap into that genuine contentment and joy that is yours in Christ Jesus.
Which brings to my mind, Bob, the fact that you produce a daily devotional that, of course, if a person subscribes to it, it arrives in the inbox, their email inbox every morning, an uplifting message to get the day started off just exactly right. The Hear, Believe, and Live daily devotional that Bob produces. And friends, we want you to take advantage of the opportunity to get it. It's absolutely free, and all you need to do is go to our website, basicgospel.net, scroll to the bottom of the page, and there you'll find the registration form. We hope you'll do that. Just subscribe to it today and get it started first thing tomorrow. The Basic Gospel daily devotional, it's going to be a wonderful addition to your email inbox just every day. Well, right now, we'd love for you to be in addition to this particular program at 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial in the U.S. and Canada. And if you have some Bible question, something you can't quite understand, maybe a struggle that you're dealing with and within your family, maybe at home, the office, wherever it might happen to be, well, this is a good opportunity to call straight through 844-322-2742 and speak directly with us here at Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us today. Well, we had this call, Bob, that came in off hours. This is from Lola. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Lola, and I'm calling. I have a dilemma. In lieu of what Paul stated about forgetting what's behind you and striving for your future, in my youth, I had abortions, and I want to know, what do you think will happen once I get to heaven? Will I know the child, or will the child know me? That is my dilemma. So I hope you can help me understand what might I expect. Thank you.
Well, Lola, thank you for the courage to pick up that phone and make this call and to ask that question. And it must be difficult. I have no earthly idea, you know, what you're going through, but I can just imagine the difficulty that you've had in just making that statement. I had an abortion when I was younger. And like you said, that puts you in a dilemma. What can you expect as far as the future is concerned? The world would look at you and religion would look at you and may judge you very harshly, but God is different. And thank goodness that God is different, that He is set apart from us. He's set apart from this world system, and He's a God of grace. And so, Lola, it just sounds like in the tenor of your voice and how you ask the question that you know God has forgiven you, that you have received that forgiveness, and that you are resting in what Christ accomplished for you. And I love this passage out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it starts in verse 18, all this is from God. And that's what we have to realize, that anything good that's going to come into our lives is going to come to us from the very hand of God. And so God did something on our behalf. And it says this, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world unto Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. We implore you, as God was making His appeal through us, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sakes, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. So God saw all of your sins, Lola. God dealt with them once in Jesus, and he reconciled you unto himself. And praise be to God that you've received that reconciliation. This is the grace of God that has been poured out on you in Christ Jesus. Well, if that is true of you today, and that you can experience peace with God, and you can experience this forgiveness, and knowing that you've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, then put that forth in the future and say, you know, if God's grace was this for me, how much more in a situation like this? Will you know the child in heaven? Well, I think God's grace is going to answer with a resounding yes. Will it be a glorious connection? I think God's grace answers with a resounding yes. And I think whatever you could dream or imagine, God's grace is going to answer in a way that is more than you could ever dream
in love,
or imagine.
In love.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He will answer in love. So just filter that dilemma, just that dilemma that you say that you're having. Just let God's grace be the filter in which you view it. And I think when you do, you can look at this situation knowing that God has already worked it out together for good, and that whatever it is, it's going to be glorious, grace-filled, and authored by the very God of love.
This is what you call grace.
Indeed.
It is what you call
exactly,
grace.
That's exactly right, and boy, the world needs more of it.
Indeed. Well, there's plenty to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we're glad that you've tuned in to this particular broadcast today. We'd love to hear from you as well at 844-322-2742, toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Bob, we had this question came in from Johnny, who's a YouTube listener or viewer. He says, I struggle with sins, sin from time to time. Is God still my Father? Am I still in the kingdom? I worry because at times it feels like maybe he's just being merciful to me while I'm here on earth. That's from Johnny, who wrote to us through he just wrote to us. Okay.
Well, Johnny, thank you for that. And boy, your struggle with sins, that's real for all of us. And that struggle is real. So with the struggle with sins, there's all kinds of negative thinking that comes with that. We hear the voice of accusation. We start asking questions about ourselves. Are we even saved? How can we call ourselves children of God if we still struggle this way? Well, we're all are in that struggle, mm-hmm. and we have to answer that struggle through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So is God still your Father? Well, are you in Christ? And if you're in Christ, you've been born again into the family of God, and God is your Father, and God has sent his Spirit to take up residence in your heart, and it's by his Spirit that you cry out, Abba, Father. So is God your Father? Well, I think the Spirit of God is going to confirm that indeed he is, and that you will actually cry out in your own soul through your own voice, Abba, Father, as a result of the Spirit's work. Are you still in the kingdom of God? Well, absolutely. God has taken you out of darkness, and he has placed you into the kingdom of his Son, and it's in him that you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Listen to this passage out of the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. He says this, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. This is an act of grace. This isn't because you were perfect in your actions. This isn't because you've never had a struggle with sin. This is an act of grace. And you believed through faith. So it's by grace through faith that you were saved. And it's by grace through faith that God delivered you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Now, in Jesus, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So all of your sins have been forgiven. So the question I ask of you, Johnny, would be this. Do you know for sure that you are in Christ? There are a lot of people that, you know, prayed a prayer at some point in their lives. Maybe they walked an aisle. Maybe they, you know, got all emotional at a church youth camp or something like that. And they had this goosebump experience. But they never truly believed the gospel. It just was something that happened, like I said, those goosebumps, you know, on the arms and that sort of thing, and you just felt good about yourself, and then you immediately just went back to your old way of living. Well, maybe it's because you've never fully come to Jesus. Maybe you've just received or thought it was, you know, getting the ticket to heaven when you die, and you didn't realize that salvation is about being made alive together with Christ Jesus. You were dead in trespasses and sins, and what you need is life. Mm-hmm. And that life is only available in Christ. He's the only one that can give you life. So when you respond to the gospel, what you're doing is receiving the very life of Jesus Christ. So if you've never truly received the life of Christ, Johnny, I would encourage you to let today be that day, to open up that heart of yours and say, Lord, I want to receive you, and I want to be made new in you. So I'm fully submitting myself to you to do in me whatever you so desire. And you know, because God is a God of love, because God is a God of love, of grace, that whatever he does in you is going to be a good thing. And the Bible says he's going to make you new. He's going to raise you up with Jesus. He's going to make you alive together with Christ so that you can begin to walk in the newness of life and truly experience the abundance of Christ's life here and now. Yeah. So if you've never fully come to Christ by grace through faith, let today be the day. And I know, Bob, as we share this gospel message, anytime that we do so, there are a number of people out there in radio land listening to us right now who have never fully come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Sure.
They've gone to church. They may be a member of a church, but it's all been just lip service. They've just gone through the motions. Nothing real has actually happened on the inside. And if that's true of you, just like I said to Johnny, let today be your day that you hear his voice and receive Jesus Christ as your very life. Thank him from the bottom of your heart for the blood that he shed on your behalf to take away your sins once and for all, to forgive you, to cleanse you. And then say, Lord, I receive you. I welcome you to come in and take up residence in my life and to make me alive together with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Bob. And friends, we want to invite you to something very, very special coming up mid-October. It's called United, when Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley get together and team up for a message of grace that I think will be incomparable. Information is available for this particular conference, and registration is open. It's called United, October 15th through the 17th, right here in our ministry hometown of Louisville, Texas. Again, basicgospel.net/United is the place to go to register, and we want to see you here. It's going to be the first time that I think our group has had an opportunity to come together in person without having to worry about COVID and all that stuff.
Yes.
So we're anticipating a great time. So come and be a part of it, friends. Again, register at basicgospel.net/United. All the information is there. Well, we had this question that came in by email, Bob. This is from Jay, who wrote to us from Grosse Pointe, Point Farms in Michigan. It says, Major W.E.N. Thomas in chapter 43, titled in his book, Is Sinless Perfection Possible? He poses this question: Is sinless perfection possible in your life on earth? How would you answer that question?
Well, the answer is pretty simple. It's a two-letter word, no.
That's pretty simple, yeah.
Now, as far as our new hearts are concerned, you know, our hearts have been made new. Our hearts, our spirits, our human spirits are now in union with Christ Jesus, and there's a seal there, and that's perfect. But we live with a soul, a mind, emotion, and will, and we have these five senses, and we're able to take in things from the world through these five senses, and we can make choices based on that information that we receive. And a lot of that information has to do with worldly temptations. We also live in a body where sin is still in these members of ours. We call it the flesh, and we still have some fleshly desires. We can choose through our soul to give in to those sinful desires, and we do. And we certainly do. So when we do, we are sinning as children of God. Right. And God's light living in us shines brightly on that. And we see it for what it is. And we say, hey, that doesn't fit with us anymore. But that's that struggle that we have with the flesh, with worldly temptations, the fact that we live in this world that is operating under a completely different system that we are as children of God. Mm-hmm. We're going to feel that pressure. We're going to feel that bombardment of worldly temptations and fleshly desires, and we're going to struggle, and we will give in to that. So that's just going to be our lives. Yeah. Until we are absent from this body, present with the Lord, and until we get our resurrected bodies. Mm-hmm. But in the midst of that, we can still grow in the grace of God. We can still grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can still count on the grace of God to continue to teach us how to say no to worldly passions and ungodliness, and how to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So that teaching ministry of the grace of God, of the Spirit of God, is going to just be a part of our experience all the way until we go be with the Lord, so we can count on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is sinless perfection possible? I've yet to meet that person. It was possible in one, and his name was Jesus.
That's right.
And he lived a perfectly sinless life, which made him the only one that could offer himself as the Lamb of God who could take away our sins once and for all.
Jay, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And Bob from Mooresville, Indiana, Jason had a question. He asked, could you explain the three portions of our existence as born-again Christians, spirit, soul, and body? Mainly, how is the soul different from the spirit?
Well, the spirit is that part of us that connects with God. That's where the connection with God is made. It's in our spirits. We ask those questions, who am I, why am I here, where am I going, those sort of things. We don't ask those on a soulish level. Dogs have souls. They have mind, emotions, and wills, but they're not asking the question, who am I, why am I here, where am I going? That's us. That's human beings, and we ask that from a spiritual standpoint. So that's the major difference. So the spirit is where we connect with God, and this connection with God then animates our soul, our mind, emotion, and wills to express this life that we have through faith in Jesus Christ out there into the world. Mm-hmm. So that's the big difference between spirit and soul. Spirit is where we get that need of unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, meaning and purpose to life met. We can't get those met on a soulish level.
Right.
So those are spiritual needs, have to be met on a spiritual level, and God, being spirit, is the one that can make that happen.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob, for that, and thanks to all of those of you who connected with us today to get your question answered, and we hope that's been a help to you. Well, everybody, thanks for being with us today, and thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. It's because of you that we're here every day proclaiming the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're new to Basic Gospel, as I've said so many times before, if what you're hearing has found a place in your heart, if it's resonating with you, well, then please stand with us and support this ministry and this message with your financial support at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob and the ministry team, I'm another Bob saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll be with us too. Bye-bye.